Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, or you can use Skype. It's username LRN.FM, as in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Ian's off tonight. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We had John on in the last little bit of the last segment, in the last hour. A lot of lasts there. But John wants to, you know, has the idea of moving for liberty. And this is, I actually maintain a Facebook page called The Move Here Project, where I chronicle from the last 4 decades, the different projects where people have, libertarian types, have decided to move for more liberty in different ways in different places. And I wouldn't call myself the expert, but I'm constantly on the lookout. I'm certainly more of an expert than the average person you're going to run into. And I want to talk to John a bit more about this. He's, he's trying to figure out where he should move for liberty. John, are you there?
Hey, guys.
John, So, real quick, first off, I'm a proponent of the Free State Project. So, if I sound like, and I believe I'm right on that, and a person who believes they're right is darn difficult to communicate with. So, I want to apologize in advance if I sound like I'm not taking your opinion into account, okay?
And I am not a proponent of the Free State Project, but I do think that you should move to New Hampshire.
That's right. Cantwell, having been kicked out of the Free State Project himself.
And I have nothing wrong with the Free State Project. I actually think that it's, that's one way to do it, is to group together and show that, you know, as a strong group of people that aren't trying to centralize power, that you can get something done. My point is just that, you know, instead of trying to teach the logic of, hey, whether it be through morality or through economic means, a way that we could show others is by trying to work around the powers and say, hey, I've done it. Let me teach you how to do it, or try to find ways, you know, either if it's, you know, like Bitcoin, agorism, or offshoring yourself so that you remain a permanent traveler and you're not paying taxes in a certain location.
And I think that is, you can do it. Yeah, like there's ways to be more free by being sort of a permanent traveler. Say, for instance, have your passport in one place, your citizenship in another place, your business in another place, you're living in another place, and that's the idea. And I think that there's value to it. I just wouldn't call it activism. I would call it, using the system to free yourself as best you can. But I think that, like, for me, it's what's important is this idea, this progress. See, I had a relatively good life in Sarasota, Florida. There was nothing to complain about as far as liberty went. Yeah, I paid taxes, but all in all, I had a pretty good life. But I saw progress in this nation towards socialism. I saw it constantly slipping, the police could get away with anything they wanted, the government apparatus being corrupt, and that nothing was going to get better. And For me, I couldn't just say, well, I'll pack it in. Why would I pack it in? Things were pretty good where I was. Money was good. Life was good. Why would I pack it in? For me, it was about just sort of depression that these things are happening, and there's nothing I was doing nothing about it.
Sure. And, you know, I agree with you on that sentiment. My point being, I think kind of from something along the lines of what Chris says, that, you know, some people are just too stupid to get it, or you know, there might just be a line.
That's why we picked a small state.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Free State Project, you can go to freestateproject.org and find out more about it. But they're having the Liberty Forum. It's coming up from the 5th to the 8th of March. That's next month, so it's only like 3 weeks away or something like that. And there's a free ticket in the offing for people like you, John.
In the offing?
In the offing? Offering?
You can't, if you off John and then give somebody a free ticket, that's a terrible thing to say,
John,
on the radio.
You buy a ticket, we'll kill you and give your ticket to somebody. No, this is what happens, John. There's a free ticket to people who are not in New Hampshire and not Free State Project signers. If you email Ian, our normal first chair host, at ian@freetalklive.com, and pledge to attend the Free State Project question session with Carla Mora on Saturday, that's the 7th of March, during the 7th, 8th, you'll get it's at 12:30 in the afternoon, you'll get a ticket for the entire event, a basic ticket, for free. And this is a really great value, and the reason is that they want people like you, John, people specifically like you. They know that it costs money to get to New Hampshire to attend the event, but they want to show you what the incredible progress that's been made here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project, because you're a person who's willing to move for more freedom. You're just trying to figure out where and why. And I think there's some advantages. Once you start your research, you need to know what it's like in New Hampshire. And I think that the Liberty Forum is a great place to figure that out. What do you think, John?
Yep. Well, thanks a lot. I will take a look into that.
All righty. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. 855-450.
Just offered him a free ticket to this convention. He was like, "Yeah, take a look."
Well, it costs a lot of money. I don't know what his financial situation is. I'm not going to give him. I'm not going to pay for his plane ride up.
Yeah.
Even if you get a great deal on Southwest, it's probably $150 one way. That's $300. You've got to, it's $300 is $300.
Yeah. Then there's hotel and all that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things about the Liberty Forum is that you can kind of bunk with people who have hotel rooms and really split the costs and make it worth your while.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's go to Evan calling in from Georgia. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I was arguing with a socialist recently.
How do you know they're a socialist?
I asked her, and she said that she was like full-blown command economy.
Okay, great.
Not really, but so I was talking to her about anarcho-capitalism, and she said that you...
Okay, so real quick, for people, you see, this is a nationally syndicated radio program. It's on up to 150 stations, and many people don't know what anarcho-capitalism is. Anarcho-capitalism is an extreme form of libertarianism where they took Murray Rothbard, who is a real, real genius and a thinker, took the two worst terms in American politics, shoved them together, and said, well, this will really attract people. So they took anarchy, which... I'm really not for no government, so I'm not an anarchist. And they took capitalism, which can appear to be just the top people in a particular market, those players. So I think that they're really bad terms.
Why don't we just start correcting people's language instead of, I don't know, what is that all about, Mark? I'm an anarcho-capitalist, okay? And I think that that's a wonderful word because I believe in freedom and markets.
You have on the top of your website... anarchist, atheist, a-hole. You do not mince words, sir. Words are powerful tools, and if you want to convince somebody, you're
got to propagandize them a bit. You got to deceive them and make them think that you're something other than what you are.
I just don't use bad terms. Go ahead, Evan.
And she said that because somebody usually takes power, like, so in school, whenever you divide children up into groups, there's usually one leader. And she said that this would happen within a society. So replace a social safety contract with one company essentially using violence to replace government, but it would probably be worse. And in hindsight, I was like, I used an analogy and I thought of it as if it was any other industry. So hold on.
Her claim is that if you allow companies to take care of protection services, that at some point natural monopolies will occur and that power will centralize?
Not the natural monopolies, but that because people always one person will eventually lead everyone. And
where has that ever happened in human history? One person leading everyone.
Well, she talked about just social humans interacting socially. That is an interesting rebuttal.
In groups, there will certainly be people that that will be leaders, sort of leaders leading from the front kind of thing. There's no doubt about that, but there'll be lots of them.
And people will have a choice of which leader they choose to follow. Right.
Right? Leaders tend not to follow leaders, right? Like, that's another human paradigm.
That's interesting. I look at it more of an economic point of view.
Let's talk about it a bit more, Evan. I feel like I want to hear a little bit more of what you're saying, too, so I don't want to walk all over you. 855-450-FREE. I'm going to bring him back. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. What do you think? Natural monopolies? Does it happen?
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop, and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten, Daisy and Sweetie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and songs that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Cantwell.
You can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. And I want to tell you about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're heading out there real soon, March the 28th and 29th in downtown Austin. It's at the Moody Theater. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be famous investors and economists and, you know, these kind of folks running around. Matter of fact, George Gilder, the guy that created Reaganomics, will be speaking, as well as Sambala Nair, the gentleman who created the blockchain technology for IBM, called Adept. Also, Jason King, David Johnston, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrim, and many others are lined up to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, they'll have, I think this is the most exciting thing going on in Bitcoin, is the second $1 million 2.0 Bitcoin hackathon. So, $1 million in the offing for the next big Bitcoin idea.
There you go again with the offing.
Yeah, it's often. Offing them, yeah. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Tickets are $150. With coupon code FTL, you save $25. That brings it down to $125. 25 of that goes to Sean's Outpost, so you're feeding the hungry with it. That's $100, really, ultimately, to get in and see this great event. We're going to be there again. I'm delighted. TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets and be part of the future. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Coupon code FTL. Back to Evan in Georgia. Talking about a conversation he had with an avowed socialist. So, Evan, yeah. She was talking about sort of the marketplace creating monopolies in power kind of naturally. And you had a rebuttal to her. I wanted to hear what it was.
Well, so it was like replacing protection with, like, any other industry. So, like, with fast food is what I thought of. So it's like McDonald's is, like, the government with protection. So if you try to – so the grocery stores are really good, and then the McDonald's and the food's kind of crappy. And then if you try to open up, like, another store that sells fries and burgers as well, they shoot, like, flashbangs through your windows and stuff like that. And then so the ANCAP comes along and says, hey, maybe we can have other fast food restaurants with maybe Taco Bell, and maybe there'll be one that sells tacos and stuff like that. And then she says, well, no, because then Taco Bell would become the new McDonald's, so it's like flashbangs through windows. And then it seems extremely absurd.
Well, you know, I mean, when you're having conversations with folks like that, you're never going to convince somebody who's already thoroughly convinced, right? It's very rare. They have to basically get their, go through. They have to convince themselves usually through some articles or, radio or something like that. So what I would recommend in that circumstance is asking the question is, hey, in your perfect society, can I secede? Can I create my own little country where, I don't have to follow your rules where you are? Because this is really the ultimate question is how free am I to extricate myself from your society? If I'm not free to leave, I'm a slave. If you're taking some of the fruits of my labor to do whatever your project is and I can't leave, I'm a slave. Now, here in the United States, you can leave. But you can't take your property with you. And that's really important. Because the United States claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given geographic area. They own all the land, ultimately. And that's really the issue. So that's what I generally ask those folks, Evan.
Yeah, I'll have to try that next time or if I ever talk to them. But,
thanks so much.
All right, goodbye.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Clayton. Calling in from Oklahoma. Is that right, Clayton?
Yeah, that's right.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you guys. I don't know if you've seen the stories about the Oklahoma state rep who introduced a bill into committee this week to eliminate AP classes, specifically AP history classes.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, so his reason for doing this is the belief that the current AP guidelines...
This is advanced placement. It's a high school class that gets you college credit.
Exactly. His claim is that the current coursework doesn't adequately display American exceptionalism. This is the idea of, a country built on values and principles and that it unfairly shines a light on the atrocities of the American government.
Sadly, this is a country based on the idea that a state representative has any control over what gets taught in schools. I mean, how a non-teacher would have any anything to do with what is taught in schools is absolutely and patently ridiculous. But this is really ultimately one of the problems with government school is that the government is going to want to decide what's taught in its schools.
No, that's exactly right. And this kind of blew up in his face on social media, kind of both ends of the spectrum erupted, right? The statists were super angry because they're gutting the education system. And the Liberty folks were super angry because a lot of us don't really believe in American exceptionalism to begin with?
I think I believe to some extent in American exceptionalism. I don't want to think that we don't. I think there's something special about bringing the malcontents of different countries and tossing them in to work together, and that, you know, we sort of had private property such that it is, you know, for the whole existence of the colonies and that sort of thing. So I think there's some special things about the United States.
Do you think that still exists today, though, the American exceptionalism?
I think it's been chased right the heck out. I don't think there's anything left of, very little left of what, I don't know, the spirit of liberty that the founding fathers had, or to the extent that that was not just propaganda. I mean, it's a, when I look around this country, I see a bunch of people really upset that their government hasn't taken complete and total control of their lives, and I don't have a great deal of love for my fellow Americans most of the time.
So as much problem as I have with the inculcation of socialism and groupthink into American society, I would say that you can have a conversation about human freedom with an American in a way that is different than the conversations you will generally have with people from different areas who are just sort of taught practicalities as far as the management of human livestock. They want to talk about is practicality. They don't even have a foundation in some cases about the ideas of human liberty.
So, Mark and Chris, let me ask you each this question then. If you were the one making the decision to teach American history, where do you think it should land? Do you think it should land more toward the negative, the atrocities of the American government, or do you think it should be more toward the ideals and highlights of human freedom?
Well, I think should be an accurate account of history, right? So, I mean, if you're going to teach somebody history, history should not have an agenda, right? So what period of time am I supposed to be teaching the student about? If I'm teaching a student about a time when America was engaged in a great deal of atrocities, then let's go teach them about the atrocities. If I'm teaching them about the spirit that led up to the American Revolution and the ideas behind that, then I would talk about those ideas.
I'd give them Murray Rothbard's Conceived in Liberty. Yeah. Do you have anything else, Clayton?
No, that's it. Thank you, fellas.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Love to hear from you. Talk about, well, we've been talking about all kinds of different things this evening, gone from diamonds to the Milgram experiments to people moving for the ideas of liberty, whatever it is that works for you.
Chemtrails, feminism.
Yep, all kinds of stuff. You can go
get other conspiracy theories.
You can go get a, this is not a conspiracy theory, you can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program. All you do, sign up there, you'll get your first pound free. And it's delicious coffee. It's shade-grown. It's 100% organic. It's top 1% grade Arabica beans. You'll love it. It's so much better than the stuff you're going to buy at the store. And really, a lot less costly than the stuff you'll get at the chain places. I think better, too. I think this is among the best coffee you'll taste in your life. And that's the reason we're going to give you a free pound to try it out at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel the subscription anytime. You don't have to buy a pound to get a pound or anything like that. You just pay for the shipping and you get the pound of coffee. But what we do with BuzzBox Coffee is that they give us back some of the proceeds so that we can give out microloans through Kiva.org. And these microloans go out to people who have a variety of different sort of unpleasant living situations, whether they want to, One guy wanted to fix his car so that he could get back drive a cab again at $1,500 or something like that he needed to do that. And some gal was buying cows to be able to, you know, make more money. And a man was fixing appliances so that he could sell them, resell them, used appliances. Really, it's a great system. As a matter of fact, we just got paid back some more today. And that's what's really awesome is we give out these loans, then we're able to give the money again to somebody else in one of these bad circumstances. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to help us help others. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Days ago, you guys had indicated that you were kind of wishing someone would call in with an update on what's going on in Grafton, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think that Grafton is one of the most interesting aspects of the Free State Project. For me, what Grafton is it's a place where a bunch of activists have moved into one relatively small town, and they're almost at a tipping point as far as I wouldn't call it a government takeover, but having enough people to really be an influence.
They do have an influence, and they've had it for a while. I guess I would estimate they're somewhere between 30 and 40 Free Staters in the town, and they're only about 1,200 people, or it's now 1,300 people that live there. I don't live there anymore. I lived there briefly, and I am, I guess, so I ought to be by now the reigning expert on the first 55 minutes of that infamous meeting since I've been logging the video from it.
What's the meeting?
I had to watch it pretty closely.
They had a town meeting where the guys dragged it out for like 10 hours, is what you're talking about, right?
Well, I don't know that 10 hours is particularly long to have a deliberative session for a town. I think they're considered an SB2 town, and there's, you know, it's supposed to be the entire town voting on pretty detailed stuff, right? You know, it's not the city council or the board of selectmen voting; it's the whole town. It's almost like pure democracy. It's supposed to be.
That's what a town meeting's like.
Right. So, and it's like the main phenomena here, there's so many different little things going on and medium-sized things, it's hard to summarize them all. But the main thing that seems to be happening is that the Free Staters want to go through the budget line by line, and they don't want to be told what they can say while they're speaking before the group. The town
sounds fair, right? I mean, if they've got a budget, you should be able – they've got a budget, and it's a town meeting where it's direct democracy. You should be able to go over it line by line, and I guess you should be able to, I mean, have your opinion on what you want to say at the microphone. Those things sound like reasonable things.
Right, and then some people in the town, and it even looked to me like a majority, were just – crapping a pyramid because it might take them 10 hours to steal everybody's money as opposed to 6 hours to steal everybody's money, right?
Yeah.
The Free Staters, the Free Staters are slowing things down. But
right, that's the idea, is that the Free Staters are slowing things down. This is their budget that they've come up with, and they're trying to shove down people's throats, and we're all just supposed to say, uh-huh. And that's what I, by the way, having participated in plenty of these town meetings, I've got to say is that's what it's like. It's a study in human group behavior and how people don't want to stick their heads up. And that's what I mostly found it's all about.
Yeah, so, you know, you could always say, hey, well, okay, that's fine. Let's all go home right now and just not spend any of this money. That'll work for me, you know, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, your analogy of them starting to gain a lot of influence, I would say that could be called a little bit into question by the vote. I think they only got about 30 votes to about 90 votes, you know, I think someone cares about, well, maybe not 90, maybe about 80 votes against going line by line, and about 30 votes in favor.
Now, that's a lot of people showing up for a deliberative session. So you're talking about 120 people in a town of 1,200 showing up for a deliberative sessions. It sounds to me like somebody said, the Free Staters are going to get us. You got to come out to the deliberative session, and sent out word, the Redcoats are coming, or whatever, and got a bunch of people to show up. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I'm not sure how large the groups were at other meetings. I have been to one, either a deliberative session or the thing right before the deliberative session when I lived in Grafton, and it did seem like it was less well attended than this video that I saw. But again, what I attended may not have been the same exact type of meeting.
Well, let me pop in here on this real quick. If that's the case, and I think it is, then that tends to wear out more quickly for the statists than it does for the free staters. So people who move for the ideas of liberty are going to be much more dedicated in showing up to these year after year and have much more success because they do than people who send up the call for reinforcements, because the reinforcements aren't going to come next year.
Yeah. And the other issue that I didn't get to into as much was the free speech issue. You know, this came up in 2014 where they were like, well, you must be courteous. You're required to do this. You're required to do that when you talk. And then this year they said, oh, you know, a lack of decorum will be treated as disorderly conduct. You know, they banned lack of decorum, you know.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, in 2014, I wouldn't call it an arrest, but they basically removed one of the longtime locals, Brian Fellers, who's the center of a lot of this activity there. They removed him. I guess they said that he was raising too many concerns, you know, which they called interrupting. Then they charged him and took him to court, I believe, successfully. And anyway, he was there again this year. And this time, I guess he had to leave again, but this time he sort of escorted himself out before they charged him with anything. That there's always this back and forth. It's a very tense and acid, you know, environment. There was a cop up there sort of micromanaging everybody. Here, stand there, get in line here, go over there. He didn't do this for a long time, but it was just, he was in uniform, and it was just like it didn't look to me like the people were in charge, right? The whole government was seated on its in its sort of segregated area up at the front. Yeah. It almost like it was a city council meeting or something. I don't know if that's normal for a deliberative session for such a small town, but there's so much history in Grafton now, and there's so many different things going on. I don't know how to even summarize it, but those are the two things that seem to be the big issues at the meeting.
Do you think it's looking positive in Grafton, or do you think that the activists have just done it the wrong way and that Grafton might be a lost cause?
Oh, no, it's no lost cause. It's, I would say over the long haul, the situation is pretty good. I haven't heard, other than these meetings, I haven't heard too much going on in the last 2 years in terms of people moving there or doing a lot of new things. But again, over the last 10 years, there really are a lot. I mean, there's a guy who like bought a church. One of the free staters bought a church that was going to be abandoned or whatever. And he turned it into this cool peacenik sort of shrine. And it's just wild to look at. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it on my tour.
I've been to John's Peaceful Assembly Church. It's an amazing thing.
There's just many other things like that going on.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 855-453. 855-450-3733. Final segment coming up.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Might be able to squeeze you here in the final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
From ChristopherCantwell.com.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It feels so good to hear you say that.
Do you do mostly blog posts over there? Is it a lot of podcasting from some garbage podcast?
I do. At ChristopherCantwell.com, it's mostly written content. I also have a YouTube channel where I release a great number of videos, not the least of which are clips from Free Talk Live. But I do that, and I do some garbage podcast every Friday from 5 to 7. 7 p.m. And tomorrow we're doing an episode titled Violent Extremism, and I'm sure it's just going to be all sorts of wonderful. If you enjoy paying taxes, you should listen.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Tim, calling in from, I don't know, he's on Skype, I can tell you that much. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right, good deal. Hey, love the show. I only hear it on Saturday nights on the radio, but I went ahead and added you all online.
Well, I'm sure you've been told at this point to call your program directors, whatever your radio station is, and ask them nicely to continue to play more Free Talk Live.
Yes, I have, and okay, they're good. Very polite.
Excellent.
But, no, I was just calling about the idea. I've, you know, like I said, I'm a casual listener, and most of what I think is kind of represented in this show, but one argument that comes up a lot is that, you know, I start speaking of things like this, and it starts, you know, talking about, you know, that seems utilitarian, or you know these ideas, yeah, they sound good, but they're impractical. in today's society. And I just wanted to get your all's take on that.
So when I am told this, people say, there's no such thing as utopia, Cantwell. The world's never going to be perfect. I say, far from it, pal. I'm just trying to trade in one set of problems for another set of problems that doesn't have standing armies and nuclear weapons between me and the solutions, is sort of how I pitch it to people. I understand that in the absence of the... You know, what's funny about it is that people on the one hand tell you that anarchy would just be so awful, that it just be so terrible, and then at the same time they tell you that it's a utopian idea. It's kind of it's not uncommon for our statist brethren to have sort of conflicting ideas, is it?
Yeah, I think that the biggest problem with the ideas of liberty is implementation. We can see that humans are going to solve problems, and oftentimes they're going to use violence to solve problems. When you have private property, you're going to have violence because there's always somebody who's going to want to take it away from somebody else. I don't think that that in and of itself is the biggest problem. I think that the problem is sort of people who hate monopolies support the monopoly on violence. And that is a really big issue. When if you believe that humans are good, you don't need the state. If you believe humans are bad, then the last thing you would want is an organization that has the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass, because the worst people will be collected there. If you believe that people operate by incentives, the ideas of liberty are perfect. Now, how do we get from here to there is often a great question. For instance, on Free Talk Live, we talk about people being free to being free to move from one landmass to another landmass without having to deal with all kinds of immigration issues. They should be able to work and support their families, which means that I support illegal immigration. But what I don't support is somebody having to pay welfare, schooling or hospitalization or whatever for somebody who's come to this country. I don't think they should. I think that if you want to come here and work for a better life, that's awesome. But if you want to come here and live off the dole, go back. We don't have any interest in you. So a lot of people will say, well, first we have to control the border, then we can do something about the welfare programs, then we can open the border. Well, I don't know what the proper order is for dealing with these things.
Burn it all down.
Right. I mean, I think that you're much more likely to see the federal government implode from overspending than anything else.
All right. Well, yeah, I just wanted to get Charles' take on that. I appreciate the show. It's the first time I've heard similar thoughts.
We are different than the rest.
On the media.
Thanks for the call.
Media is
well, definitely stay tuned into LRN.FM, and then you can pick up all the other great content that we have for you.
There you go.
I intend to. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Clayton. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about here. I'm trying to work on the Skype, but I just don't know how to.
Somebody trying to get in?
What can I tell you? So, anyway, let's go to see if I can get this guy back on. I kind of dropped him off. Doing some technical stuff here.
Yeah, it happens. When I'm doing some garbage podcast, it gets to be kind of complicated. I don't have like a board up.
It'd be nice to have a producer,
that
wouldn't
sort of
it?
Thing. I have all the. I've got to do everything as a one man operation and try to keep the show on track and curse people out all at the same time. It's very difficult.
We had a real problem with, not a problem, but we really didn't get to much show prep this evening. We basically started out on the diamonds thing and got about a paragraph into that story.
And we had callers the whole night.
Wall to wall, call to call.
It's a nice feature of a show like this that you can do that sometimes. I mean, I say on some garbage podcast, and the more you talk, the less I have to, so please do give us a call. And they really saved us a lot of trouble tonight. Thank you very much, Free Talk Live audience.
I am going to, I was going to go straight to this call, but we'll see how that goes.
Oh, not going to work.
Yeah, not going to do that.
All right.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can take him now here.
Maybe I should just read advertisements or something.
Board Ops, send me Dan in Sarasota. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Abra.
Hey, Dan. Hello, sir. Yes.
What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I
can.
I got you. What's on your mind?
I was just telling your
The board ops. Tell me.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of radio announcers such as Dennis Miller and others pretty much saying America is on the way down. We're hopeless. Things look bleak. But I just wanted to say I still think America, United States, is the greatest country in the world. And we're the
based on what?
Biggest,
based on what?
Our laws and our freedom and
you know that United States is
our military.
Oh yeah, the United States will kill your ass. There's no doubt about that. The United States is number one in dropping bombs and shooting airplanes off of boats. There's no doubt about that. But as far as freedom goes, the U.S. doesn't show up in the top 10 on any chart at all at this point as far as freedom from an economic or social standpoint.
Well, I still think you're doing a great disservice to the country by continuously putting us down. Good luck.
Who's us?
Goodbye.
Okay, well, Dan, I mean, I'm just okay. Dan doesn't want to talk about facts.
What do you mean you're challenging my ideas? I've been watching Fox News all day. I know that this is correct.
Well, all I can do is look at the, I wouldn't call social science a hard science, but what I can do is look at the studies. People compare places like, Canada, New Zealand, places like that. They show up more economically
free.
Yeah,
huge militaries are not exactly known for bringing a great deal of freedom, sir. And, you know, if you're number one in per capita population in prison, I think that that's another indicator that you might be living in a police state. And if your police are murdering people every single day in numbers that can't compare to the rest of the planet, maybe you think twice about the whole freedom thing.
Let's go to Justin Bieber. God knows what he wants to talk about. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. There you go. we waited all that time for that.
Well, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
so,
Justin Bieber.
I like the colors red, white, and blue as much as anyone. I like eagles. I like them. I like F-A-18 Hornets flying over football games. It's not like there's never been one small tear that snaked down my eye, down my cheek from my eye, while listening to the Star Spangled Banner, preparing for some sports game. There's no doubt that that has occurred for me. I think that there's very special things about the United States from a historical standpoint. I think those things have been squandered by politicians in Washington, D.C. And I think that patriotism gives those people cover. Those people run under the cover of patriotism.
Yeah.
Nationalism.
Blind nationalist sentiment will just blind somebody to all of the data. It's just like, I have the highest prison population, the most military spending, and I'm still just going to call it freedom because that's what my nationalist education taught me.
If you're in a foot race and you're in 15th place, but you think you're in first,
you just sing, proud to be an American.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.